because it's in a category, it means all others in the category similarly have the same product.
Mm.
And so when you look at Wendy Shay's album, I said it several times that a lot of people didn't know it's one of the biggest artists from the female side. Let me say that.
Mm.
She's done very, very well with numbers on the album. Mm. You might choose to say it's just a few songs that are banging in the numbers, but it's part of the project.
Mm.
That is why it's a project. I enjoyed the featuring with Movado.
Right.
And people didn't check the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at on that song, I've said it that songs might not be popular audibly, but will be popular by numbers.
Because
people can just watch the video and like it and not really like the song. So when I'm talking in general, numbers, the song being popular, Wendy Shay also comes in.
Because
she has one of the craziest hits in that project.
Yeah.
Is it Crazy Love?
Yeah.
And then, yes. So, and then the next album I'll talk about, Torture. I think Stone Boy moving from Angloga Junction and giving us another experience with Torture 1, Torture 2 is an elevation in his craft. He's shown that when it comes to freestyling and using living rhythms, he's very good at that. He can mention 10 of his songs that had been on rhythms, already existing rhythms, that have turned out to be one of the popular songs he's ever released. Look at how well he did with DJ Mark's rhythm.
Yeah.
It sounded to us at the first time like it's a new song. People didn't know it was actually a rhythm.
Yeah.
And so that is how good the Torture album looks like. Most of the songs, you listen to it and you feel there is an elevation in the last one you heard. And that is how good that album Equal is. To complement it with a big show last year, I think he's done so, so well. Doreen, it will be very hard to also sideline disturbation, sorry.
Yeah, from medical.
Forgive me, I didn't want to say what I wanted to say. It's too early. Disturbation album. You know, I hear a lot of pundits say, you are similarly saying that for Wendy Shay. And so what is your point?
Yeah.
The fact that there is a hit song which you have recognized on the album, then it's part of the album. How can you say play away in Nimbobo? So not to say just this song or that song is the hit, so the album is not good. And Tyler, I think he's also done very good. To complement that album with numbers and shows, I think he's also very fit to be in that conversation. Who will win the award? Last album, is it Kweku Smoke?
Kweku Smoke. Yeah.
Good. Kweku Smoke's album, I think people are not... It's just like a mirror album of the Iron Boy. The boys on the streets equally sing that album word to word. He sounds similar like Blacko on the point that they are all storytellers. Kweku Smoke is also a good storyteller. And check the numbers also. I don't know why the PRs don't talk about their numbers. Because last year, the discussions were based on numbers. When it was Kim Promise and Stoneboy, it was numbers. So we had that retrogression statement. But it's like this year, nobody's talking about numbers. It's like we've moved away from numbers. We are interested in just two, three songs. All of the songs on Kweku Smoke's album. And so he also fits to be in this category. For me, to choose who is winning the category, I'm taking it from history. A couple of times, we've had just few people to win the album of the year back to back. It's been Ofrean Ponsa, Otulege, and Emanuela. Then we had Kojo Entry. I don't see that happening this year. You see, Wendy seemed to be running away with this one.
Okay.
I don't know how people will feel it.
Yeah.
But I feel Wendy will run away with this album of the year.
All right. Okay. Cindy. Well.
Yes, Doreen. It's been a long while.
Yeah. Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you too?
I'm doing amazingly well.
All right. So there you go. Album EP of the year. Black, Cherie, Stone Boy, Jackie Medical, Wendy Shay, and Kweku Smoke. Who do you think
will win?
Mm-hmm.
First off, I'd like to say congratulations to all of them. And being in that category obviously shows that they've been recognized for their good works under the year of review. And just like Carter has mentioned, they've each played their role and done their best. I don't want to really pinpoint, but then I'm tipping for Blacko.
You're tipping Blacko.
Yes, I'm tipping for Blacko. Why do I say that? Because I believe his Iron Boy album did really well. Mm. When you look at the streams, the numbers, when you go to social media, I was actually following the trend on Twitter. Mm. And it was crazy. Right. It was really, really crazy. Back to back, back to back. And so it got me to go listen to the whole album. And I loved everything on it. From Sacrifice to Bimbuame to everything. And so I think he's done well. And so I just really, I can't wait for tomorrow, honestly. Right. I'm just waiting to see who picks what and for what category. Let's just hope for the best. I mean, the fans are going to do their best by voting. So, for me, I'm tipping Blacko, honestly. Okay.
All right. Adam, good morning.
No, Adam.
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 Why are you now? Do you do sign language?
I think this particular category is more difficult than the Artist of the Year.
Wow.
The one person who is in there that people seem to forget about is Jackie.
Mm.
I will not lie to you. After Midnight, the features on the song,
a solid one.
The production on the song, even at a point she had to sample her father's song and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But we will not blame ourselves. At least for me, I sit here and I keep saying that the promotion of that particular album didn't really go down well because it's one project that should be part of the conversation. Looking at what exactly went into that project. But if you ask me who I'm to choose for this particular category, it's a battle between two people, Black Sheriff and Stone Boy.
Mm.
Black Sheriff because of what this particular project has done.
Yeah.
2 days after releasing, Mandems was already on tour.
Mm.
And songs from this particular project are still top in charts.
Mm.
At least in the top 10 when it comes to most DSP. So that should tell you that people are really into this project. People are still listening to it. And the project is still gaining numbers.
Mm.
Come to the torture. The torture from Stone Boy also gave us a new twist and turn about who Stone Boy is musically or where he has got into musically.
Mm-hmm.
So artistry, top notch, something different for us to warm us up into the new Stone Boy. And that is, for me, that is what an album is also supposed to do.
Yeah.
Introduce new things, give us a new side of the artist, because it's a whole body of work. It shouldn't almost always sound like the previous work.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to either elevate or pinpoint, Charlie, I'm on a new journey, and this is what I'm trying to speak to when it comes to my music. So between these two, it will be hard for me to choose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Adam, no sign language.
Yeah.
Okay. We can hear you loud and clear. Album EP of the year category.
Ready.
I
critical because from the look of things, it's, you see, those days when they play some small pose, they feel put money for top.
Yeah.
Your mistake, you know, go take your leg, go back.
Yeah.
They go break your leg for that. See, I win. It's an eye.
Scandalous.
And see, any brava. What's that say? And I mean, it's all good for the industry that we are getting this level of, I mean, excitement. And if you look at the albums on the various platforms, Estimation 2 did well. I mean, looking at an album which was able to garner a total stream of about 40 million, it wasn't that bad. If you look at the first song he had on the album, it was good for him. Then you talk about Kweku Smoke. I mean, he had a total plays on AudioMack of about 59.1 million. About 1 million stream
in one day. Biggest opening for a rap there. Spotify, I mean, in terms of the numbers on Audio Mark, having 6.6 million total plays with a couple of good numbers from other platforms. Then go to Stoneboy. Stoneboy also had some wonderful numbers to back his Torture album. And I mean, if you look at his streams on Spotify, very, very encouraging. I mean, Audio Mark plays 24.3 million, then Boom plays 6.9 million, then over 10 million plus across other platforms. And I mean, there were songs from the album which also got into, I mean, certain charts, top chart, like Giddy Giddy, Send Them a Prayer, that and the Torture. I mean they were topping some charts in the Yana review, and I mean some of them really did well on YouTube. I mean they have visualizers, their videos did very good on YouTube. And Wendy Shay's Ready album also did very well, over 10.5 million streams on first week on Audio Mark, with about 21.6 million total plays. And juxtaposing it to other numbers from other DSPs, it tells you that the album did well. It is why she had a couple of hit songs coming from the album. So, I mean, in all of these, you could see that there was some hard work. Then you go to the man who I see he has the strong edge of winning, Black Sheriff. I mean, if you look at his Audio Mark streams, over 106 million streams on Audio Mark. If you go to Spotify, I mean, very huge streams. And he was getting like 30K daily streams on the album. And if you check the record the album was setting, it was very interesting. The total streams of the album on Audio Mark, it's about 100 million, over 100 million. And the total streams about 700 million. And if you look at some of the record the album was breaking, it was crazy. I mean, it was the first Ghanaian album in history to spend 100 days on US Apple Music charts. Then the first Ghanaian album in history to spend 100 days on the UK Apple. It broke the record of the longest album on number one all time on Ghana Apple. Breaking the record of the album with most hits on the Apple charts. You know, it also broke the record of the fastest album then debuted number 10 on Billboard's album world album charts. Broke the record for the longest charting Ghanaian album of all time on Billboard world album charts, 7 weeks. Then debuted number 2 songs on Billboard's charts, eligible for platinum certification. Then you go to the biggest opening week streams for a Ghanaian album on Audio Mark. 10 million opening week. Then the biggest opening day stream on Audio Mark, 1.7. The biggest. Then from other countries, broke the record for the highest charting Ghanaian album all time on the US Apple Music. I mean, they are on and on and on. And the numbers were very huge. And I'm not surprised that people are saying almost all the songs on the album were hit because the album was exposed. The team did a very good work. And if you look at this Bad for the rule where they don't want your vote to slip, the one this is very important. Because Malam go to me pim. Malam go.
Okay.
Uni maybe if
I get it.
Na gehi. I'm
Back pass.
Naive at the Fashion City. Malangu. On one of my back pass will to open it. This is Malangu.
Of late. Yeah.
So,
eh?
Of late. The Malangu pass.
Oh my God.
All my conversation, I'm talking about Malangu.
Because
this is voting. Yeah, but they voted. So they voted. So if there is Malangu, it has happened. That is my fear. So, on paper, it looks iron board.
Yes.
It can happen.
Okay.
But
Hagler said to say
on
hello
paper
to you.
Is who?
Hagler said to say hello to you. Best new artists, we have Kojo Black, we have Gwana Boy, we have Lalit, and then we have Adun Kiki. First with you, Mr. Carter.
First of all, let me pass on this comment.
Mm.
TGMA.
Hey,
TGMA,
mm-hmm.
please, they need to be very serious
mm.
about certain things.
Mm.
Do you know the first advertisement that has been pinned on their official page still has the for Lapam? Do you know that?
But Charlie, but you know, Cliff,
no, I'm coming.
Know, I'm
coming.
Get it.
Dorian,
I get
not
it.
not all of their clients, okay, who will be engaged in this social media.
Mm.
Conversations to know that there has been a change in venue.
Yes.
And so if I should go on the official page, that's the first video that has been pinned
to the
so you get it.
Yeah.
So
which
boss's voice.
So okay. Now I'm not seeing any pin here. So
okay.
As in now, right?
Yes, now.
Okay. So yesterday, Lorraine, the advertisement was pinned.
Okay.
I'm very emphatic. It was pinned.
Okay.
And so I had a problem with that because there has been a change in the venue. So
yeah.
I was expecting that. That is the only difference that happened in all their conversations prior to when they started it.
Yeah.
So that should be where the emphasis should be laid. For people to know that, yes, I think it was only a communique.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So please, they should check on that.
I'm sure they still, because they
seem
to have a
lot. But they've
also
been doing a couple of work
yes,
on
Yes, I think there's
the
been
change.
A lot
I mean,
of work.
I understand
to, you
the
know,
pressure
so.
That will be on them mm-hmm. from when they change the venue.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too many
even
days.
The next day, the TV ads which were playing, it hasn't changed.
Yeah.
The venue change. And I mean,
yeah.
So
right.
Moving forward from that, I wish them well anyway, because
okay.
sometimes these things, it comes out with pressure and all
okay.
that.
Okay. So briefly, let's
For
try Kojo Black, Gwana Boy, Lalit, and Adun Kiki.
Not to waste time because of minute. I think Kojo Black has had a good year.
Okay.
You can't take that away from him. He's had a good year with the collaborations, especially.
Mm.
For a new artist to feature on his project with Wendy Shea, Kelvin Boy,
Fantana.
He's done. So I think with even Sarko there, he has
yes,
a
yes,
next door.
Yes, next door. So
and then the Nigerian.
Shay.
Wendy Shay.
Oh. Cindy.
Oh.
Why not call her?
Hey, Wendy, what have you done to me? Oh?
Cindy.
The love is
Cindy.
Too much.
The agenda is just obvious.
Yes, Doreen. So, yes, Kojo Black, Lalit, Gwana Boy, Adun Kiki. There's no female here, so you...
Mm.
Let me give it to Kojo Black.
Okay.
He has done well
yeah.
so far. And just like Kata said... Look at the artists that he has featured on their songs.
Kwedu.
What did I say?
Kwedu.
Kwedu. If Kojo was not part, I would have given it to Lalit. But since he's there, and the swing window, what's the window that made him qualify to come inside. So this one, I don't know too much talk. Kojo has done amazingly well. Especially if you are looking at it from that song and what he did with that song as an artist and all that, let's give it to him.
All right, Eden.
Yeah,
Eden,
I think that in the Yanda video, he had amazing work. I mean, the collaborations he had, Neptune's, Joe Boy, Sarkodie, Kiddy, You Leave the Boy, and all of these works have culminated into the number of nominations he had. I mean, if you look at the new artist there, he's the artist with the most nominations in the scheme, with about 7 nominations. Best new artist. Aside that, he's at best Afrobeat artist.
Mm.
Afrobeat, Afropop artist. It talks about how the brand was visible, artistry. Then, most popular song of the year, he's there. Best video, he's there. He's at best Afrobeat song. collaboration of the year, best hip life song. Then collaboration of the year, two songs his own, Gymnastic 2 is there. So it tells you, I mean, the kind of work he did in the year and the review. So with about 7-8 nominations, he is the most nominated person in there. It talks about his visibility and everything. So with his talent too, he's a big thing. He's one for the future. And giving him that, or having that award as a new artist of the year will be a very big endorsement for his brand to enable him to enter other market, because he's coming with a certain value of endorsement.
Right.
So Kojo Black, for me, is my new artist of the year.
None of you mentioned Adom Kiki. That is all good.
Yata Bruma.
How did that song? I think they had this.
Oh, they are done. They are done.
Sorted out. So, yep. Let me quickly wish a happy birthday to someone. Good morning, Kwame Dati and Dr. Kwame is not here today. And the entire day break, it's good. Kindly help me wish Reverend Reagan Pinnell of World Chambers International of the Ashalibutre School Junction Road a happy and blessed birthday. God bless and keep you safe as you continue to shepherd his people, from Joshua inside Adenta. And I think there's another one here. I don't know whether it's coming from him or it's coming from somebody else. And let me quickly open that and other before we quickly wrap up. So there you go. Hey, but where is the message?
I don't worry. Hey, sign language.
Where is it?
The thing no cover, you put camera.
He said true sign language.
So happy birthday to Kezia. Yes, today is your birthday. May the good Lord continue to bless and strengthen you. In fact, I wanted to add sign language to it, but at this point, I can only say happy birthday to you and enjoy your day, okay? and then that said, album of the year, Nablaku. Iron Boy overpassed the category definition, and evergreen album, all hits like Hits FM, last of the year till date, Crazy, Blacko is him. And that's a message we got. Kendrick says, body work for Stoneboy and hits for Blacko. All right, so there you go. These are some of your messages, and this is where we wrap it all up. Very big thank you to you. Are you all coming for TGMA?
No.